This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-7363.
Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is get informed. Now, I don't know if you guys get tired of me saying it all the time. I like to say this, then do it. Right? You hear me talking with other people on the show, other people that are involved and engaged. And, you know, I had somebody, I guess I take it as a badge of honor to a degree. All right? But I had somebody say to me, look, you know, Joe, why are you doing, you know, spreading your word this way when you should actually be out there speaking to bigger crowds out and about and what have you? And I always say the same thing, because everything starts here. Everything starts local. Everything starts in your backyard. Everything starts in your community. Because nobody just gets up, I'll say the majority of the time, nobody just gets up and runs for Congress. Right? Usually they've been on a school board, a water board, a city council, you know, county commission, whatever. They get used to the system, they get known. And they start moving through, and then their particular party maybe supports them and gives them money and helps them get elected. And you see what that person does. I've never got this, but whatever. You see what that person does and how they operate in their capacity as a board member. And yet you still elect them to the state. You still elect them to the federal government. Why? I'd love to know why. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Or am I the only one that sees it that way? Right? So stop doing it. When you work for somebody, when you elect somebody, you know, when I run for office, if people, you know, come and help me, they're walking for me, they're making phone calls for me. Think about that. What am I supposed to do? Tell them, oh, hey, thanks, catch you later, leave me alone now? I make promises. You have to keep the promises you make. You know, I know that's not really something that people want to hear from an elected official, but you truly should be. If you promise people, now, the worst thing at a local level anyway, the worst thing an elected official could say or somebody who wants to be elected is, I will do. Because you can't. You need other people on your side. You need other board members on your side. What I always say is, look, if I get elected, I'm going to push to make sure or to try to make sure that your kids get this, your kids get that. I've got other people to go up against. I've got other board members that have to vote the same way I do in order to make something happen, which is why you have to make sure that you get the right people in those school boards, you get the right people in those offices, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com, This is where Mike Lindell, you know, he gives us the ability to make some money, gives you the ability to get good product at good pricing. Use the promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Not chicken scratch, right? So, it'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. You're looking at pillows, pillowcases, the whole nine yards. Right? And I got to tell you, these are American-made products. I mean, somebody said to me, no, Joe, some of them are made overseas or wherever. Okay. The majority of them are made here, in this country, in factories that are in this country, with American workers who pay taxes, who feel the same way you do. And here's a man, when you get a few, you know, when he gets a few bucks in his pocket, and he's shown that he's willing to take the money and use it for the same things that you and I feel good about. You and I know are the right things to do. He has no problem with that. It's really that simple. So what are you doing? Head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. And that is, you'll save money, you'll get the product you want, I'll make a few bucks, and I guarantee everybody will be happy. Well, I'll be happy anyway. And you'll be happy with the product, too. All right, Biden again refuses to acknowledge that hunters, this is so sad on so many levels, right? Hunter's out-of-wedlock daughter, when he was speaking about his grandchildren, when he was asked how many grandkids he had, he left that one out. But, you know, they don't care. I mean, is that what we've become as a society? We don't want to hold anybody's feet to the fire. We don't really care about integrity anymore. What is it? What am I missing here? Now, Joe Biden, he keeps refusing to acknowledge his son Hunter's four-year-old daughter, especially when he talks about his grandchildren. Was he embarrassed? Hunter's trying to get away with not paying child support. What a piece of work he is. You know, how do you trust somebody who knows that that's their child and is not willing to help them, not willing to pay his part of it? On Thursday, when Biden spoke to his staffers' children on Take Our Kids to Work Day, he says he speaks to his six grandchildren daily. And he's crazy about, well, he should have stopped there. He's crazy about them. Now, while the comments may, well, they don't seem like a big deal, right? They're kind of innocuous and mundane. But he ignored his seventh grandchild. Navy Joan Roberts, who Hunter had with, you ready for this? This is probably why. Had an affair with an ex-stripper. I mean, just amazing. Not a word. Sad. Come between your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't leave your home. 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of, you know, I mean, just really just getting engaged. That's really what I want you to do. I want you to get engaged. Because once you get the information you need, we get the information we need, it makes a big difference. Now, during the break, I went looking at something because somebody told me that, and I have a well-informed chat room. You can check it out on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And apparently they're saying that Ron DeSantis, and I'm really careful now on some of these things because I know there's a lot of hardcore Trump supporters that are beating on Ron DeSantis, and I don't think it's the right thing to do. I really don't. I mean, the guy's been... He has been a warrior, a soldier for the not just the Republican Party, for the American people, for the people of the state. Now, all I can tell you is that you're not going to want to hear this, some of you, Is Trump that afraid of him? That he's going to run all this negative stuff? He doesn't have to do that. Just stick on what you're going to do, what you did, and what you're going to do. And stop the constant whining about how you lost and what they did. Stop. Tell us how we're going to fix it. Tell us how we're going to win it this time. Tell us how we're going to make a difference. What do we need to do to help you win without putting down Ron DeSantis? Because I personally believe that he should be the next one in line after Trump. I think Trump should go in there, kick butt, take names, and then retire later on with DeSantis right behind him. Anyway, so what I got was there are kind of reports out there that Ron DeSantis has signed a bill on hate speech that really gets in the way of free speech. I don't know if I agree with it. You know, I've read a couple of the articles real quick during the break. They're not that long. And I guess he was in the Middle East. He signed new legislation cracking down on hate crimes in Florida. I guess there's been a rash of anti-Semitic flyers. And I'm, you know, it's, again, coming into election time. They're going to do all kinds of stupid stuff to call him out, make him look bad, and all of that. So, you know, they were very appreciative. The Jews were very appreciative of what he was doing. And, you know, he delivered the keynote at Jerusalem's Museum of Tolerance. And he signed a Florida bill during that speech. All right, good political ploy, whatever. He says, you have no right to trespass and litter on someone's property. See, I wasn't aware this was going on. He says, you have no right to trespass and litter on someone's property, no right to graffiti someone's property. You have no right to block access to religious institutions or deface them. So apparently what's happening is they're seeing stuff like this go on. Now, I saw the signs. They're not very nice. They're not right. I've been one of those guys that says, you know, free speech is free speech. I mean, I get the whole, you can't yell fire in a, you know, in a dark a theater. I mean, seriously, that's just the wrong thing to do. You're going to end up killing somebody. But if you look at the flyers and you look at what they're putting on people's lawns, spray painting, that's just not right. Period. You know, and again, I don't want any of that stuff going on. I believe in freedom of speech, too, but I don't want that stuff going on either. I don't like the names, but I realize that you got idiots out there. You're never going to be able to stop it simply by passing a law. But if you're distributing, truly distributing hate speech, if you're truly distributing anti-Semitic stuff that's going to get somebody hurt, I don't know. I'd be, again, it's the same argument I have with some of my hardcore Second Amendment friends. Right? I mean, you want Charlie Manson having a gun? Well, he's gone now, but there's got to be safeguards. I'm not going to say restrictions. I'm going to say safeguards. There's got to be safeguards, whether they be temporary or whatever, put in place to keep us all safe. Yourself, your kids, your mom, your grandmom, and so on. You know, otherwise, it truly is a free-for-all. Okay, yeah, somebody just said, you know, in their area, it's been going on for a couple of years now. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Well, I got so many stories, I don't even know what to do first. Nashville Christian School, they're going to stand strong on banning a girl to wear a swimsuit to the prom. Now, I don't know about you guys, but shouldn't you step it up? Right, I'm tired of hearing that maybe they don't have the money. Well, if they have the money for a swimsuit, they got the money for some kind of sundress or something. Now, the student says that she is non-binary and goes by the name of B. Hayes. She posted a photo on Instagram holding a cardboard sign that said, they wouldn't let me in because I'm in a suit. See? Joke. Jerk. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say jerk? I meant joke. Joke jerk. In the post caption, she wrote, my senior... Now, if you're non-binary, how can you be a she? Can somebody explain that to me? I am out of touch. My senior prom today, and I wasn't allowed in the doors because I was wearing a suit. I should not have to conform to femininity to attend my senior prom. Wait a minute. If you're wearing a swimsuit, right? I mean, that's not a suit. I will not comprise a compromise. That's not what he wrote. Found the note. Compromise. Who I am to fit in a box. Who are you to tell us what it means to be a woman? Ooh. Oh, she must be listening to the Supreme Court justice. The school defended its decision in a statement. It said an official said that the National Christian School was established just requirements for daily school attendance and at our special events. All students and families are aware and they sign. This is the stuff that drives me nuts. Right? They sign the agreement to these guidelines when they enroll. And then they think, and we've seen this happen over and over and over again, they think they can change it when they get in there. We had, I did a story last year about a lesbian couple who lied on their application in applying for jobs in the school. And said they would adhere to the Christian principles that school lives by. And then when they got in, they tried to sue the school for firing them when they found out that they were a lesbian couple. So does your signature on a piece of paper mean anything anymore? The school added that the expectations for prom attire were communicated to the students and their families. So you, when you buy your ticket, you sign it and agree to it. I don't understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence testified in a federal probe Thursday about Donald Trump's alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The testimony comes after former President Trump filed an emergency motion to stop Pence from appearing. It's the first time in modern history a VP was compelled to testify about the president he served with. Reports say Pence testified for several hours. President Biden, meantime, hosting a Take Your Child to Work Day event at the White House Thursday. The president took questions from kids on the White House lawn.
What's my favorite ice cream flavor? I may be among the dullest presidents of the world because I'm known for two things, my Ray-Ban sunglasses and chocolate chip ice cream.
National Take Your Child to Work Day is observed April 27th each year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. You heard me say it a million times, and I do appreciate the time that you know that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation, because that's what you want to be. Like I always say, it's the only way we win. The only way we'll actually get something done. All right. What the hell? Anybody remember what I was talking about? Okay. President Trump, he gets gaining some massive leads in the new poll. I know that makes some people crazy. So according to the poll numbers released Thursday, Trump netted a 62% of the support, followed by DeSantis at 16%. Trump's 62% reflects an increase in support for the first time in an Emerson National poll since June of 2022. He's always hung in at about 55%. Now, since the February National poll, now you know, you guys know I'm not a big poll person. I just don't trust them. It depends on how they ask the question, where they ask it, where they're involved, what's going on at the time, that kind of thing. Anyway, since February, DeSantis has lost 9 points of support from 25 to 16%. You know, other declared potential candidates, they're not even getting, well, they're not breaking the single-digit world. Now, this national survey of U.S. voters was conducted on April 24th and 25th of a sample of over, I don't know how they figured this in the country, but anyway, of over 1,100 registered voters had a sample error of 2.9%. But he is way out in front compared to the others. And when you look at Asa Hutchinson, 2%, Chris Christie. Can anybody really believe that Chris Christie can even get enough votes? Seriously. And I can't even pronounce this guy's name. Vivek Ramaswamy. He's at 3%. Nikki Haley's at 3%. Mike Pence wasn't showed up anywhere, 7%. And Ron DeSantis is 16%. Now, this poll also measures job approval ratings for President Joe Biden, who officially announced his re-election. Do you think he knows? Right? Do you think he knows he was? Now, the survey shows Biden with a 41% job approval rating. Marking it's 41%. Come on, did I read that right? Oh, yeah. The survey showed 41% of job approval rating. That's a 3-point drop since February. 65% of the poll's Democrat voters said that they think Biden should be the Democrat Party's nominee, with 35% saying the nominee should be someone else. I mean, wow. You know, in February, 71% of Dems said that he should be nominated. Are they really, really, really that brainwashed to believe he's doing a good job? Yeah, they believe he's even doing it. I'm starting to believe. I don't know how you guys feel about this. But you know how some people are believing or think that it's Rice, Obama, and that group that is still kind of running him right now. Right? So maybe some of the Dems realize or think that that's what's going on. And they're fine with Obama getting his fourth term. Biden support increased to 70% when compared with the announced candidates, Robert Kennedy Jr. He only got 21. Marianne Williams got 8. I wish, you know, hopefully she'll stay in. She's a kick. She's a real kick. She's somebody you want around for comic relief, if nothing else. The poll also measured a hypothetical matchup between Trump and Biden, with Biden coming out slightly ahead by 43 to 41%. You know, it's just amazing to me. How bad does it have to be? Really, seriously, do they have to come to your house and physically take your kids away from you? Is that where we have to be for them to wake up? Independent voters are nearly split on presidential ticket between Trump and Biden. 34 would vote for Biden, 33 for Trump. The poll also showed that regardless of who they supported for president, 40% of the voters say they believe Biden will win his re-election bid. 35 say that they expect Trump will be the next president. Again, you're only talking to 1,100 people. Where are these people? Right? I mean, you got to ask those questions. You know, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You guys were talking about freedom of speech a few minutes ago in the chat room and how you felt about it. And that you weren't real keen on what DeSantis is doing with the anti-Semitism bill. Well, here's a Christian university that blocked a speaker who fled communism due to their offensive tweets. I mean, just amazing. Now, Whiteworth is a private Christian university in Spokane. Well, that says it all right there, right? The student government voted 9-4 to reject the school's Turning Point USA chapter's request to host Zeevent's fleet, who fled Maoist China and uses her platform to draw parallels between the woke culture and the Chinese cultural revolution. Van Fleet regularly speaks out against critical race theory, cancel culture, and the less oppression of opposing viewpoints. Now, the school student government defended its decision, saying, hey, we're fearful of her bringing views to campus that would be hurtful or offensive. To who? Was it to whom? Whatever. Who's going to get upset by her talking about what was going on in China, some of the issues that they used, some of the things that they used, right, to brainwash these kids? Now, Van Fleet, again, one of the things she talks about is how China and others suppressed opposing viewpoints. You were taken to a re-engineering camp for your brain. The school student government defended his decision, saying that they were fearful of her bringing views to campus that would be hateful or offensive. That's what I mean. So what? Don't go. You don't have to be there. It's just amazing. The tweets the student government deemed offensive criticized diversity, equity, and inclusion, Black Lives Matter, and environmental justice. On board. I mean, seriously. They don't even know what diversity, equity, and inclusion is, DEI. They all disagree on really, truly what it is. They can't even make up their own minds as to what it is. And Black Lives Matter has already... Listen, it was... When it first came to being, I'd like to say they had the right ideas, but it's been absconded with, the money's been absconded with, and where are they in the black communities? Nowhere to be found. Stinger called campus reform that this is not the first time the school's woke student government has blocked our club's requests. You know, it's like, what are you doing there? Maybe you need to get with some of the donors to the college. Get them to hold back their bucks based on what you see here. You know, what are these people afraid of, really? Seriously. You know, those people who believe in a lived experience, they're going to get a lived experience from this person, aren't they? You know, these kids, these younger kids, when they talk about being offended and things that are wrong, they base it on their own experiences. They will tell you, because I felt this way, and this happened, and I felt that way. I went through this, so you have to deal with me. You have to make me feel better. Thank you, parents. Van Fleet said that she's not surprised that this happened, given the current state of the American affairs. It's exactly where I see America going. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously, just be involved. I'm going to try to throw some of those TikTok videos at you next hour so that you can throw up like I can. It is extremely infuriating. You know, as one of the stories I was reading came to my mind, if somebody went into a psychiatrist's office, and they had split personalities, they thought one minute they thought they were Joe, the next minute they thought they were John. Two distinct personalities. We would get that person help, or that doctor would get that person help. Put them on meds, try to straighten them out, send them in the right direction. Right? He's, what do they call it? Schizophrenia, right? He's schizophrenic. He has a mental disorder. And they would treat him, and they would help him. But if John walked in and said, "Hey, by the way, I've decided that I am now Jane." Right, within less than an hour's worth of time, they would be affirming that person, getting them the medication that they perceive they need, and get them set up to have the parts and pieces cut off the way they need. Think about that. I don't know how anybody can think that that makes sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. Right? Enlighten me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You need to enlighten me good. All right. Dietitian calling fat people fat is fat phobic. Like, really? I mean, how many of you guys walk around calling people, hey, you, fatty? I can't imagine any of you guys doing that. Just for giggles and thrills. Students at the University of Virginia are getting a lesson from the body positivity crowd. Stephanie Brenhofer is a dietitian. She was delivering a guest lecture during an exercise and a nutrition medicine class. She said the word fat is actually inherently fat phobic because it signals to fat people and are really everybody that fatness is bad and thin is good. Well, that's funny because I didn't say anything about thin. You don't have to be thin. Really, seriously. Right? I mean, I don't necessarily think that Twiggy was attractive. Right? I don't think that Jabba the Hutt, though, it was a female, would be attractive either. She went on to say that people are... Now, listen, I don't even make this broad of a statement. She says that people are not responsible for their weight. Right. Sure. Look, there are people that have a weight condition. There are people that have a sickness or a medical condition that keeps them from being able to easily lose weight. And then, as I always joke with you, there are people like me who have hand and mouth disease. Can't stay away from the donuts, can't stay away from the cupcakes, can't stay away from the fattening foods. Yeah, I said it. Oh, God, am I in trouble now? Right? She said the word fat is actually inherently fat phobic. Why? You're fat. The dog was fat. Did you see that fat guy trying to get up the stairs? And you know what? Being fat, being overweight, is not good for you. Don't send me those bogus reports. It's not good for you. Right? And to say people aren't responsible for their weight is giving them an out. You shouldn't do that. No, seriously, you shouldn't do that. You're going to let these people go on. If you love somebody and they're overweight and they're having trouble with this, you're supposed to say, oh, no, you look fine. You look healthy. Yeah. Yeah, the sweat dripping off your nose after you walk 4 feet to the counter, really not a problem. Right, which people are walking in. I have some friends that are extremely large. Or fat, whatever you prefer. They can't walk far. They have to stop because their knees bother them. Now, is that everybody? No, I don't think so. And again, if it's a disease or a sickness, work on it. Take the right medication you're supposed to take. Do what you're supposed to do to make sure you don't drop dead early. But for those of you who just love food, you want to eat, I know the feeling. I'm there with you. But I don't make excuses that fat's okay, because it's not. Brenhofer also claimed that the body positive movement has attempted to reclaim the words and is generally preferred over terms like overweight, obese, which carry medical connotations to them. Yeah, well, that's what the medical community calls somebody like me. Right? I'm not morbidly obese, but I'm obese. If you look at the weight scales. Right? I mean, if... That's what she's saying. Think about something. Think of what she's saying, because I could do this as well, say it. If you scarfed out an entire carton of double stuffed Oreos, it's not your fault? Well, it must be the fault of the Oreos. That's it. Because if they weren't there, I wouldn't eat them, right? I wouldn't go to the store to try to get them or anything like that. And she wants the kids, she's teaching the kids in her class to stay away from the words like overweight, obese. And we wonder why our kids can't cope with anything? They can be 600 pounds, but the word fat bothers them more than the fact that they can't move around. They can't get off the couch. They can't even sit in the chair because they'll break it, let alone get out of the chair. She said that this is a doctor, a nutritionist. She says, my philosophy of diet was quite liberating. Yeah, because you can eat anything you want to. I mean, if your daily diet includes, a bucket of fried chicken, buttermilk biscuits, a pound of butter, a tub of ice cream, that's not your fault. Yeah, it's just, you're big boned. Got a crazy sweet tooth, right? Come on, people. Wake up. No, I mean that sincerely. Just wake up. Don't let them do this to you, your kids, the people around. Don't buy into it. It's craziness going somewhere to happen. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, you'll never hear these stories pretty much anywhere else, actually. Now, this is the only one, but it's happened before. Transine died from, what they call this, vaginoplasty. Yeah, go ahead, figure it out. It was complications during a landmark Dutch study. It was actually used to justify sex changes. Now, what I can tell you is this. This is, again, I don't have a medical degree, but I would imagine you guys will pick up on this pretty fast. And I don't know how to do this without sounding gross. I don't want to be gross. But there was a medical argument, medical article documenting the tragic death of one of the participants in a Dutch study upon which the entire child sex change experiment was based. It was an 18-year-old trans-identified male whose puberty was blocked at a very early age. Now, because of their laws, he couldn't get the physical thing done. So they gave him puberty blockers. The problem here is that I'm reading from the report, so take a breath. The penile tissue for the surgeons used to create a neo-vagina wasn't there. Okay? So think this through. So it mutilated him, or I should say it mutated him, where he didn't even have the tissue he needed to make it happen. Now here, you want to get grossed out? So what they decided to do at that point is a more risky procedure. I mean, the first one was risky. A more risky procedure using a section of the patient's bowel. Isn't that great? Which made the patient sick. And he died. Now, they admitted in the report that this is a problem. That when you give them these hormone blockers, it doesn't allow them to develop the way they need to develop, even to do these kind of things, these kind of operations. But yet they keep cranking them away. I mean, can you imagine how much money there must be in these things? For real? For real. Listen to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation, paying attention. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. I'm going to do some videos on TikTok. I've about had it. I know, but I have. I've about had it with this stuff. This is crazy. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you guys know this. We'll talk about this later on. I have a little list where I put together all these links to these stories. And interestingly enough, I went to clean it up the other night. Couldn't get to them. A lot of them have been pulled down. Gee, shocked. Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.